What I would do without my friends, I have no idea. Okay, that was once Peter's job, but he did a horrible job at that. Anyway, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. Today, we're honored and happy to announce the return of Kathy from Natural Genesis, Clean Green, Toxic Disease Starter Kit, Shampoo, and don't forget those essential oils. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, Mel, and everyone that's here. Always enjoy these calls, always. And I love all the questions people ask, and I look forward to this call today.
Well, before we turn them loose on you, can you tell me what's, first of all, are you happy with the advertising right now? You don't have to.
Absolutely. Every ad that comes out, it's unique and different, and they're wonderful, just wonderful. So John has done a wonderful job putting those ads together. I'm very pleased.
No, I'm happy that you are happy, okay? And John and I, when we get together, we just start ranting and raving, and then I said, give me a beautiful picture, because he knows I love pictures, because I grew up that way with pictures. So a picture to me is worth, the pictures he's putting in, they go so well with the copy. And they're so, they're very absorbing. You look at them and they're beautiful. So you stare at them for a while.
Yep.
So, Kat, what's new with you? How's it doing in Tennessee?
Doing great. We're finally getting a little bit of cool down weather. So Tennessee's a beautiful sunny day. We've hardly had any rain, but next week, I was just listening to the weather a few minutes ago, rain coming in, much needed on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a cool down, which I'm pleased about. I'm ready for some fall weather.
You and me both, but here it's already getting that way. You start driving, I'm at 6,000. I start driving up, 1,500 feet. And boy, the leaves, the colors already. And, I can drive along the roads and there are like streams and rivers trickling. It's very pretty right now. And the weather is like, it's 45 at night. And it's like 70, 72 during the day.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
This fall here in Tennessee, since we've had so little rain, it's going to be... Let me turn that off. I'm afraid we're going to lose our leaves way early because everything is so dry here, very dry.
Okay, well, have to be careful. Let me just welcome 575. Is that Mary?
Yep, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Got the guys out the door. It says, go away, leave me alone.
Okay. You say so. All right. So... Adrian, where are you?
I'm here.
Okay, do you have a question for Kathy about utilizing Clean Green and the products for yourself and or for your pet?
Yeah, everything's always awesome. I have my two little 3 pounds or 5 pounds Yorkies and so they're I've been using it on them. I don't have any questions about using it generally, but specifically, I was wondering if it would be okay to use, on the outside of the ear, of course, but, if when I go down just a little bit into the ear canal to pull out stuff, is it okay in there, too, or... No.
Well, you're not going in with the pliers or a hacksaw, are you?
No, but if you buy something online, and I make all my own stuff, and it's always as natural as I can make it. So if you buy something online, it's usually like witch hazel or something, and you just put it down into the ear canal, and then it evaporates. And I'm not necessarily trying to do that, but if Trump does get down there. I didn't know if it was like.
Yeah, well,
sensitive, like a burn or something.
No. Let me just say, if you dilute this properly, it will never burn. That's the only thing you have to care about. And what I would do, if you want to clean your ears, I just dip it in a cotton swab, dip it in, and clean your ears.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing.
Okay, stop. Kathy, is that okay? Better make sure I'm not going to hurt the dog here. Kathy?
I'm here. Yes. Yeah, it is perfectly fine to do so. No, this is not harmful to the pet's ears whatsoever. And we have lots of pet owners that use it on their pets, and it's perfectly fine to do so. Per what Mel said, diluting it would be advisable, and it's fine. It's perfectly okay to do.
Okay. I kind of noticed on my face the other day it made my lips numb, I think. Right? Is that right?
What was that again?
I never heard of anything like that. Okay.
Yeah, it might have been something else.
Well, it might not have been diluted properly, too. Okay, so how are you diluted? What is the ratio you are using?
1 to 7.
Good. Good.
1 drop of water to 7 drops of clean green, or 7 drops of water?
I think it's ounces, but one. I don't remember.
Whatever the bottle. Oh, okay. We just want to make sure that you're not using 7 ounces of clean green and 1 ounce of water, when in fact it's the reverse. Okay, now it's right on the bottle, but that doesn't mean when people who first get here and have brain fog get it right.
No, it's definitely
good.
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
So that's really good. All right. What else would you like to ask, Kathy?
I guess the reason I'm asking is
hold on. Go ahead.
I haven't tried this because I thought it was going too far, but I need to ask for the heck of it. For like, teeth. If you're looking for something that's enzymatic for brushing teeth, dog's teeth.
Well,
I know I brush my teeth with WPS, but I don't know if anybody brushed their dog's teeth with WPS.
I have done that.
Well.
But I thought clean green might be taking a little too far.
Yeah, if you're already doing it with WPS, you'll never get them cleaner with anything more. Okay, than that does. You have no idea how incredible it is for the gums and the teeth. Even to gargle once in a while with it. So, you know, and if you're on the protocol, you're obviously drinking it at some point in time. All right, we're going to come around again, Adrian, but we want to keep moving around this room. So now, I got a question from Mary from south of the border. Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, no, talking about the dilution, the measures on the clean green.
Right.
What I do is I got a Sharpie and I wrote down my measures on the outside of that bottle, of that container that I get. I write down how much water per ounce, all of them, you know, like 7 ounces water to 1 ounce clean green, and I just put that little chart. I just wrote it on the side of the bottle. That way, if I want to make a little, I have it there. If I want to make a whole gallon, I have it there. Right, plain visual view, because the bottle's white, Sharpies are black, and you can see it.
That's a good idea.
No, it's always good. I tell everyone, write it down. You're going to forget. And even I can forget.
No.
That's what I mean. If you write it down and it's right there in front of you, it's going to be hard to make a mistake.
Exactly. Yep.
Mary, you're not prone to make any or many mistakes. I've known you for a while now.
Oh,
you're
I
very meticulous, and that's so, even when you don't feel good, it's so important. It just makes life easier when you put that little extra effort in the beginning, and then it makes everything else smoother. All right, let me keep moving around. We'll come back when it's your turn. All right, I'm going to remute you so we don't have that reverberation. All right, let me get Dale in because I know he's got plans with the three kids. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mel. Thanks. How are you?
I am okay, buddy. Busier than a one-armed bandit, but happy to be that way because if you slow down, they may come for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just wanted to say thank you to Kathy for being here and answering questions, and just to tell her also that, and everybody here, that Clean Green is just one of the best things for us for what we're going through, and helps ease the itch and get things out, you know, that need to come out and need that help of breaking down with the help of those enzymes. So I actually used some this morning, so it's a great product, and I actually need to give Kathy a call about ordering some for the hotel I work at. But so I don't really have any questions other than I did want to get that spider bite remedy eventually. I posted on the forum this morning, Mel, so you should see that come through.
I saw it already. It'll go up tomorrow. I want to use it as an email because so many of us got bit by spiders. I mean, there's no coincidence in all the people who claim they've been bitten and then come down with toxic disease.
I was bitten by a horsefly, and a few months after that horsefly bite, which it was a bad bite, it drew blood and everything, and a few months after that happened is when I started having symptoms. So I'm kind of thinking that may have something to do with it, because I know you've said, Mel, that so many insects can carry vectors for disease and bacteria, and so anyway, I think it would be helpful for everybody to have that remedy just in case they need it.
Hey, absolutely. I don't want them cutting a hole in their leg like I did. Not funny, but you get bit by a wolf spider, you better have a doctor handy or you're going to have to do a little surgery on yourself. Those are nasty boys. They're all nasty. Browns, I don't think I ever got bit by a brown, but I know it was two blacks and a wolf within a 12-month period, which finally took my system down.
I've been bitten by a brown recluse, and it was not fun. I'll tell you, it was.
It's not nasty, honey. They're nasty.
They are nasty. I thought I was going to have to have. I was bitten on the front of my left leg. Oh, it was bad.
I was bitten in the crease of my left knee on the backside, and it looks like it's a different color than the skin around. Looks like it got shot in the back of the leg.
Yeah, I can relate.
I know you can. But anyway, we've got some ideas and people have experience, and no one should worry. We're going to, you know, make sure that if, God forbid, that should happen to you, that you are going to be taken care of. All right. Hey, is there anything else, my brother Dale, one of the three musketeers?
I think that's it. I've used her. I've used the sulfur soap too, which was good. I'd like to try that shampoo she's got soon.
I love that shampoo. I really do. I'm not kidding you. You guys see my head of hair in the pictures. That shampoo's the bomb. Never have dandruff or anything like that. And it always, my hair looks shiny and healthy. I mean, Chrissy will tell you. I mean, my hair grows like a weed. I started my ponytail for the winter 2 weeks ago. And if I really wanted to press the issue, I could already put a rubber band on it, but I'm going to wait till next Thursday when I get my mid-haircut trim. I go to a place where you can go in after 3 weeks and get a trim for free. I like that kind of barber. And the girl who cuts my hair is real good. She understands the tail. She saw it when we cut it off in the summer, and we're now regrowing it for the winter. All right. But my mother from heaven said, if you go and get your ears pierced again, I'll kill you. No.
One good point, I want to mention about the shampoo. Our shampoo product does not contain sodium lauryl sulfate, which is that's nothing but an additive that's not needed in shampoos. And our shampoo is custom made, and it does not contain that chemical.
All righty. So, thank you very much for coming by, buddy. You have a blessed day and give my best to the kids, huh?
Absolutely. And one last thing I want to mention is the with Kathy's essential oils, you can make that deodorant. And that deodorant recipe is up there on the forum, too.
Right.
I haven't made it yet, but I've got the recipe out and the coconut oil and baking soda and arrowroot. I'm going to make some today. Finally, give it a try.
What essential oil are you going to use?
I've got lavender.
All right, that's
orange.
Stop.
What?
Start with lavender. They'll come up to you and tell you how good you smell.
Okay.
I've had experience.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good one. All right. Well, no. Have a good one. Have a good day.
You'll tell us more
about
your experience the next time we all get together, Dale. But thank you for coming, buddy. It is always a pleasure. You always bring something very positive to the call. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I'll stay as long as I can. I may be on here a little while.
All right, good.
All right. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Don't thank me. All right, let's go across the ocean. What is it? My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Shut up now. Come in, Christy from Scotland.
Hi, Mel. Hi, Kathy. Really nice to have you on. I hope that you're keeping well. I just wanted to say, you know, to anyone that's not using Clean Green, get it as soon as you possibly can, because it's a total game changer with toxic disease. Like, I was ill for 6.5 years and I hadn't had it for the biting sensations. And I'd been for a couple of years using apple cider vinegar and water for myself and my dog with a spray and spraying us. And it really didn't do much, to be honest. And then I found out about Clean Green and I got some Clean Green. And oh my goodness, you dilute it, like people said, you know, one lot Clean Green to 7 of the of water in the spray bottle. Have that beside you, and you know, spray yourself after you have a good wash, like all over your body, all over your scalp, and anytime you have a biting sensation, anytime, day or night, even have a spray bottle when you're going outside, take it in your bag, go to the toilet, spray yourself, you know, have it beside your bed, spray yourself, and if you put the crawly itches or whatever, it really, really, really stops that in its tracks. So I cannot recommend that enough. And the second thing I can't recommend enough is the sulfur soap, the 10% sulfur soap. That was a game changer for me as well, using sulfur soap. It's fantastic. It's good quality, like all of Kathy's products. And it really, really does help because it's very antifungal. And there's a big fungal component with this disease as well. So I would definitely say use your fungal soap. Now, some people wouldn't like this because, you know, like, but I even, like, use it on your scalp. Like, if you don't want your hair to be too greasy, this is what I recommend. You can shut, if your scalp is in a terrible way with your symptoms, you could wash your hair with the soap and then wash it afterwards with the shampoo, you know, and it will help you with your symptoms as well. But really good stuff. And the toxic disease kit, fantastic quality of product, really good price. Mel and Kathy got together to make it an excellent price for people here. And the essential oils are lovely. Really, really, really nice quality. And you couldn't deal with a nicer woman, actually. It's a really, really good company. So I really can't recommend Kathy's stuff enough.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well said.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Where are we going? Okay, Mary, you're up. Whoops,
I'm new to Mel. Come in, Mary. Yeah, I use a Clean Green a lot because, you know, not only on us, but also on the dog. I also use it on my preteen and teenager, make them scrub their face in the morning. Then I spray their face, and I make them rub it in. That keeps away the bacteria that causes their pimples and stuff on the hormonal growth.
It sure does. Well, that it certainly does.
So if you've got teens or, you know, budding entrepreneurs and stuff like that, like I do, Mr. Know-It-Alls, they think they know better. But I says, oh, you got a pink dot, let's get it going. And when they get those pink dots from the, you know, they're changing, I spray it right real close to the skin, I spray it, and I make them rub it in real good with their finger. And the mosquito bites also. Because they're really crazy. And even the ant bites, we do it with that.
Good, good.
And even the pup, when she's laying down, we see a little spot on her because she's very, very short-haired little boxer-type girl. So my little lowrider here, she's laying down with the grandpa. He sees a spot. We have a bottle right next to where she lays down, and we just... With her, you can't spray her directly, but we spray it on her hand and then just rub her skin. So it works good all the way around, everywhere, everything. Even with the electromagnetic sprayer, I put it in there. And I spray that go into the rooms. And we do that once a week on every room. That helps the environment. In the house.
It certainly does.
So there's lots of things to write to use it for. And the good thing is that if everybody writes this down as we're talking, then they have a list of what they can do with it and how to keep their environment and their clothes and everything. Because if my kiddos are itching, I turn their clothes inside out and I put light spray on the inside of the clothes, and then they put it on, and they're fine.
That's great. Great advice.
Okay, because they change every morning for school and every night for bed, and they bathe and all this and that, and you never know. Your laundry may be good one day, it may not be good the next day. So
yep.
That's a precaution for the children and their skin. Is inside out their clothes, spray one side, spray the other with your spray bottle. Because I make it a gallon at a time, and I refill my bottles for every room and place. I have them all over the house. So it's getting to be routine with the kiddos.
I've had other customers that who have had issues with acne on the skin, and this product has just been kind of miraculous for curing up places on the skin that erupt like that.
Exactly. And let me tell you another story. My daughter, she's in her 50s now. She broke out with shingles.
Oh.
And they gave her meds and all that stuff. And so I gave her a 16-ounce bottle of this spray. I said, I want you to spray your bed, your bedding. And then I want you to spray the shingles. I know you can't rub them, but just spray and let it set there. Let it soak in. You know, her healing time was cut in half.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. That's just incredible.
It's because, you know, it's so painful to see your child going through this.
Yeah.
And I use it every time I shower. I spray my whole body with it, and I rub it in and let it dry on my skin. Then you change and go. But always, 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 always is lightly spray your underwear, your clothes, and then put them on, because they may be clean, but the environment isn't.
Right. Go back, if you don't mind, kind of talk more about the shingles. Your daughter had an outbreak, and she applied the Clean Green to the area where she broke out?
Right. Yep, just the spray. Because you can't touch them. It's so painful.
Exactly.
No, absolutely. It's Kathy?
So just not directly on, you know, not too close, but at a distance to where it's just comforting. And it doesn't have to be cold.
On a conference call.
Okay. It doesn't have to be cold. What you can do is you can put it in, you know, you get a container of very hot water.
Okay.
I get a container of very hot water, you know, using my hot pot, warm up the water as hot as it'll go. Put it in that plastic container, and I put my spray bottle in that container to warm it up.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And then,
hey, Kathy, let me jump in here. Kathy, remind us, hold on, Mary. Remind us, Kathy, meaning myself and John, that we need to bring the calls over for your testimonials, your verbal testimonials.
Yes.
Because this is really very interesting, because anything that can help an elderly person with shingles is a winner.
Yes.
It sure
is. Sorry, Mary. Go ahead.
Okay, because we didn't rub it in or anything. And, you know, you can't put any clothes on. It's just
right.
So bad that but I made sure she sprayed the bed, because I didn't want her to be sprayed and then lay down on a contaminated bed. So I made sure we sprayed her linens and the sheet she was using, you know, like the inside of a sandwich, you know. You spray only what's going to contact with her. And then I would spray her with the warm spray bottle after we warmed it up in extremely hot water, like I told you. That was one way to do it. Just like a hot water bottle and the tummy feels good, so does the warm spray.
And it's probably gave her a lot of relief, didn't it?
It sure did. At first it didn't. It took a few tries, okay? At first it's not going to react, but you got to keep at it. You got to keep at it, because as it soaks in, it starts getting to it. First, because I've noticed that on the shingles, I've never seen it before till she had it in my whole life. And then I would look at it, and it looked like a plasticky, shiny, like a biofilm. Okay?
Mm. So it looks like a blister with water underneath.
Yeah. But
it can be very painful. I know that.
Yeah.
I know it too. I've had shingles, guys.
But to me, it looked like it had like we deal with the biofilm. That's what it looked like to me. So I said, okay, I'll be right back. I came home, got a bottle, filled it up, took it to her house along with my pot of hot water, and I wasn't going to go searching her house to find what I needed. So I took from here to her house what I needed, my little tub, my hot water pot, and I used faucet water. And the bottle was full of, I filled it up with the enzyme spray. And so when I did that, and I warmed up the water first, put it in the container, and then I put the bottle in the hot water container and let it warm up, and I could tell it was warm enough, because if it felt warm on the back of my hand or my arm, like you test the baby bottle, then it would be warm on her skin and not a cold shock. So I would, once it got warm enough, once it sat in there long enough, then I sprayed her shingles. And the first time it didn't do much, it's still in pain. But it took about 4 or 5 tries. So don't give up right away. You need a lot of tries before it finally penetrates that top layer, because it looked like a biofilm to me. Once it penetrates, it'll hit the virus.
What's interesting, it is a virus, okay? And virus doesn't go away really quick. But
it builds a protective layer on itself.
That's correct. But, you know, you found an interesting thing. Other people will try it and probably report back on how it works for them. Because remember,
Yeah, but everybody is different.
Everybody is different, right?
Everybody's different. different, so their shingle layers may be different too. Some may be thinner, some may be thicker. If it's thicker, if that top layer is thicker, it's going to take more applications.
Right. Well, anytime you deal with anything that has to do with toxic disease,
exactly.
If you expect a quick response,
never.
Then you're tricking yourself and you're cheating yourself. Because it took a long time to get so sick that you got toxic disease, and it's going to take a certain amount of time, as Dr. Edward Griffin and Dr. Allison Ashley and John B. and Robert Scott Bell, they'll all tell you. It takes time today to get well. All right, let's move around a little more, and let's say Alice. You have anything you want to ask today or add to this call? Oh, I probably have it muted. No, you know, you really, yes, of course. Once again. Sorry, yeah, come in, Alice.
Hi there. Hi, Kathy. Thank you. So I don't have any questions other than it's a wonderful product. And I buy it 4 gallons at a time, and I buy the bars of soap 10 at a time.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Adrian, you have anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Dale, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here. We're watching a football game.
Oh,
okay. But I'm listening.
Who are you watching?
We're watching the Clemson and UNC Tar Heels.
Okay. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, Clemson's winning. My son's going to have to wear a Clemson shirt. He bet some kid, his teacher actually. He bet his teacher at school. So that the Tar Heels would win. So if the Tar Heels win, she has to wear a Clemson shirt. If Clemson wins, he has to wear. So
that sounds like a good game. Who's winning?
Yep. Clemson's ahead.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we want the Tar Heels to win. 21-3.
Wow.
You better get the Clemson t-shirt ready.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Ducky. Well, thanks again, Dale. And you have a really, really great day. All right.
All right. Thank you. Y'all too.
Go Tar Heels.
Thanks.
Griffin? All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Kathy, could you tell people in the community the particular products that you would recommend for them to purchase from you? Because we haven't talked about things like maybe diagnosis earth and stuff like that. It might be really, really helpful as well. And the particular essential oils that you would think that would be helpful for our community to use for this illness. But before you answer that, I was going to say one thing. I think that's really, really interesting. Thanks, Molly, for talking about your daughter being helped with clean green with shingles. Because I think that is such. I know there's several people in our community have had shingles, and I also know a lot of people have Epstein-Barr virus and herpes and cold sores and viral sores and things to do with toxic disease. And it's really, really helpful advice. Not just for singles, but also for people that have a viral load. Yeah, like Mel said, it's very hard to deal with that. Very interesting you were talking about the biofilm as well, and that don't give up, it takes time, keep breaking it down. So yeah, just the different products that you think would be really, really helpful for people. And also, can you tell us about just how the diatomaceous earth works for people that don't know, or even how the clean green works, even if, what it's made of, and maybe you could even tell us how your brother started the company as well, because there's a lot of newbies that don't even know, you know, the history of your company and also how natural your product is and how good it is. You know, with all these like things that people get in the supermarkets that are filled with toxins and stuff, you couldn't get anything more healthy, I think, than Clean Green and how you make it. Thanks.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes.
If I get Chrissy to come to America, will you give her a job?
Well, I probably would. She's a great spokesperson. Are you coming to America?
She keeps saying no, and I keep telling her yes.
No, I'm afraid of no. But it's funny, though.
One never knows, Kat, but I mean, really. I mean, every time you do a call and she talks about the product, you can just hear it in her voice, you know?
Sure can, absolutely.
All right, let's let Kathy go ahead and answer those 11 questions, Chris.
Actually, the call was, I was getting like every other word on what she was saying. So, Mel, can you kind of summarize what she was asking? Because the call was great.
No problem. Okay. First, give us a little history of the company. And then tell us what you might recommend for newbies to try and why. So give us a little history.
I can give you a little bit of history. Okay. And the company was founded by my brother many years ago. Believe it or not, I have been doing this for 25 years. I cannot believe I started in the year 2000. My brother decided, he said, I'm ready to go fishing. He said, you know enough about this that you can take it and run with it. So I built my original website from a company I found, and I did it myself. The website has evolved 3 or 4 times. And I'm happy to report that I'm getting ready to update the website now. The platform I use is BigCommerce, but I'm going to move to Shopify, which I think Shopify is going to make me much more visible to many people searching for remedies on what we've all talked about today. So I'm in the process of getting that done, and that's the website is going to have a new, fresh look, same information, same products. It's just going to have a bit of a facelift, but I'm happy to be switching over to the Shopify platform. And hopefully that's going to be done in about a week or two. So I'm very happy about that. It has evolved over the years, kind of has had a facelift 3 or 4 times, as I mentioned, but I think this new look is going to be even better. So I'm very pleased about this. It's going to be, one reason I'm doing this is to create more visibility to people that tend to shop more on Shopify than they do. BigCommerce is geared more toward much larger companies. Shopify is geared toward smaller companies like mine. Since the advent of AI is, I don't know what any of y'all think about that, but products, companies are not as easily found, because if you tend to go on any website such as Google, it's kind of random general paragraphs, and I'm not as easily found as I was back in earlier years. So I'm very happy to report that that's taking place now. So very happy about that. The product, again, it speaks for itself. This change, I think, is going to create more visibility to a lot more people, and I'm happy about that.
Absolutely. All right. What do you think, you know, you would, I don't know. I mean, if you ask me what I think, you didn't, but you're going to get it anyway. I'm the biggest fan the toxic disease starter kit, because it gives them a sampling of almost all the products that we discussed today. And when Chrissy said it's a great price, I promise you, I'm tough to deal with sometimes. And on this one, on the price of that product, okay, I twisted her arm until she said, enough! And that's why you can't buy the individual thing and come close to the price that you can as the toxic disease starter kit. I'm sorry, Kat.
No, it's all good. Yes, that tox kit is great. It contains a 32-ounce Clean Green, our Oasis shampoo, a 16-ounce size, the sulfur soap, and four different essential oils. And if the customer wants a different oil than what is listed on the tox kit, we're happy to make that switch to whatever oil they want. But what it's listed now is citronella, oregano, clove, and geranium. Those are outstanding oils. All of them have specific purposes in what and how they're used. But yes, Mel, that was a great idea. The tox kit is a wonderful buy.
All right. Does anybody have a question that they want to have answered right now while we have Kathy still with us today?
How much is the toxic disease kit?
$79.99.
That's the name.
Okay, well, how about if they tried to purchase it, all of these things separately, it would probably be about $120?
Yep, somewhere. Correct. That's correct.
Okay, so, I mean, really, this is the, you know, it was maybe the first time I got Kathy to surrender.
And the geranium is our most, is the priciest oil. It is Egyptian geranium. If you purchase that by itself, it's $15. So that is a wonderful oil. It's great for healthy skin. But it has other added benefits as well.
Right, and so many of the oils can be used as diffusers.
Absolutely, correct.
Okay,
yes.
And that's a big deal because it's an inexpensive way to keep your house the best it can be.
Agree.
Okay, well, does anybody else have anything they want to say before we ask Kathy to allow us to have her put her concluding say in before she heads to the kitchen to make a snack and get ready for the Vandy game?
Selling that?
Yeah. I take that once a month because I like certain meats, and I know that parasites have a tendency to be in meat, so I try to take it once a month. But I think when I was sick, I think I took it once a week, right, Kathy?
Okay, I didn't catch it. What product are we talking about?
Diatomaceous earth.
Oh, yes. Diatomaceous earth, food grade, another term for it is silica. Has great, we only sell food grade, of course. It's great to detox the body. It can lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. It does promote hair growth and also great for dental health as well. We have a great brochure all about diatomaceous earth. I probably should send that to you, Mel, so that you can post that on your site as well and it can be easily downloaded. This brochure is very, and by the way, diatomaceous earth is also beneficial for our pets as well. We have a lot of customers that might sprinkle a little of that in their pet food. It's great for kittens and or dogs. So it's it is
but
a.
Don't feed the bears.
Say that again.
Don't feed the bears.
No.
you know, Kathy, the diatomaceous earth was just invaluable for my dog. I've lost her now, Kathy, so I'm really sad, but it helped her for 3 years. Like, you know, when she couldn't have flea treatment, she got seizures three years ago with, like, flea treatment, chemical stuff. And so I would just get a little bit in a flower sifter and powder a little bit into her, then rub it into her fur and stuff and rub it into her bed. And that was really good, just being a silica powder, you know, and just a tiny bit. It was also really helpful because, like, in the summertime there was wasps trying to start a nest underneath my door, and I didn't want to use any chemicals. So I just got a puffer spray thing and sprayed the diatomaceous earth in, and that was the end of the queen. I got them before they built the whole hive and stuff. And, you know, and thank God for that, because that was just, you know, under my door, at the front of my door, and that would have been a nightmare. So it is so, so, so helpful for so many things, isn't it?
That is a great suggestion. I can sympathize with you about seizures, because I had a dog that was given those harsh drops that you put on the dog for flea control. And my dog also, after I did that, she experienced seizures that we had to control for the rest of her life. That's a horrible product to use, in my opinion.
Yes. It's happening to thousands and thousands of animals, actually, because big pharma is the usual story. They make billions of dollars, billions of pounds on this, and so do the vets. So they're turning a blind eye to what goes on. So things like diatomaceous earth are so important. They don't need a lot. It's just like, you know, just a light sprinkling, rubbed in regularly, you know, and it's protecting them. It's just being a silica powder. It's not doing them any harm. And then also, like you said, about putting a little bit in their food, I did not need to worm Holly, and I got a fecal sample, and she never, never has worms. And
oh,
I didn't
that's
need to
outstanding, really outstanding.
Yeah. I used chemicals once when I got her as a young kiddo, and she had bad upset stomach with the normal wormers. And I was like, you know what? I'm not using that again. You know, it's so good just for the environment and for, like, you know, and also not to use chemicals in our houses as well, because, you know, the permethrin from flea sprays and stuff like that, people with our illness, we should never be around pesticides, because they can weaken our immune system, and this illness is a stealth pathogen, and It will, if you're around permethrin and chemicals, it will bring this disease out and make it 1,000 times worse, because it will take advantage of any weakness in our immune system. So it's very, very important for people in our community, you know, don't be using, like, flea bombs in your environment. That stuff is carcinogenic. It's also toxic. It will probably make your immune system very low and allow this disease to take over, you know, and you need to watch your animals' health as well. So, you know, it's a real worry what's happening in the world at large, where all these chemicals are being used. You know, it's a shame, isn't it? You know, it really is. And it's all about people making profit at the end of the day, the usual story.
Exactly. I couldn't have said that any better. That is so true, very true.
All right.
So thanks.
You know, if you need a second part-time job when you come to America, I'll hire you.
Oh, Kathy, have you still got a dog?
I have a dog, a beagle, and she is absolutely 100% the laziest dog in the whole universe. L-A-Z-Y, lazy. But she's cute. She's cute.
I'm glad.
She's looking at me right now like, what are you saying?
What's up?
You know, when my son, this was actually my son's dog, but just a short story. When my husband passed away about 3 years ago. He brought her over here after he passed away, and she's been with me ever since. She's a good dog, but she's lazy and gets into the trash cans.
I think that's so beautiful. You know, you were meant to be together, and that's very healing to have the love of, you know, for each other. That's so nice.
Yeah, I'll send a picture of her to you, Mel. Maybe you can post her on the website. She's looking at me now, but lazy. Her name is Lulu. I call her Lazy Lulu, but she's sweet.
Kathy, it's important that we remember, okay, and it's recorded, so we're both going to remember, that we bring these calls over like we talked about before, so that not only do you have the printed testimonial section, but you have the voice or the conference call testimonials section as well. Because there's so many people in all the years that we've done these calls, okay? So many people, I mean, I bet we have 10 to 12 calls, and we have 100 different people bragging about your products.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get on, remind me, we'll get together with waivers and start setting that up.
Okay. That's a great, great idea.
I've been talking about doing it forever, and I never remember.
Yeah, I'll speak to John about that. I will.
All right, Kathy, what would you like to say to our group?
I would like to thank each and every one. These calls are so wonderful. Everyone has great questions and great suggestions on how they use the product, and it's so helpful. And Mel, you are correct. We do need to put these on the website so people can learn exactly how this product is used and how helpful it is. So I can't thank each and every one of you enough for your comments and your suggestions. They're always great. I can't say that big enough. They're great. And I want to thank all of you.
Well, Kathy, you know, we've been doing this on and off for a while now. But every time something slightly different comes into play, and there's something else we learn and pick up that we can add to the arsenal, okay, that helps us defeat toxic disease.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you for your time, your patience, your information, and your friendship.
And thank you. It means so much to me. Believe me, it does.
On the count of three, let's all say thank you, Kathy. A one, a two, a three. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Your product is great.
Thank you. Thank you all. You're all special people, very special.
Go Vanderbilt.
Hey, go Vandy.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.